You know, you look at the face of Jesus, the monstrance, and you can't help but feel like, you know, Lord, I'm so quick to reject you. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Monday of Holy Week.
Welcome, welcome. And today we're going to talk about Peter's denial of Jesus Christ.
He denies that he knows his Lord, thereby denying the deepest meaning of his life, which is to be an apostle. His honor, his vocation to be an apostle, all the hopes that had been placed in him by God, his past and his future, all came tumbling down. How could he possibly have said, "I know not this man"?
So here we have Peter's denial, and I want to shift focuses just a little bit to something sometimes we say to ourselves when we're struggling. It goes something like this: if only God would grant me this miracle, then I would have better faith. Then I would be a better follower of him. Then I would love him more. If only he would give me this miracle or this breakthrough. And I would push back on that thinking with this consideration. Well, what if you saw the eyes of the blind open? What if you saw the lame walk? What if you saw a multitude of catch of fish by your boat? What if God gave you the grace even to walk on water? Would that miracle be enough for you to stay firm in your dedication to Jesus Christ? And of course, if we look at Peter, we know the answer is no, it's not enough. Because in order to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, we need more than what meets the eye. In order to follow Jesus, it's not what we see with our eyes, but the grace that he gives to our heart that enables us to follow him on the way.
Our mistakes should never discourage us, provided we act with humility. A sincere act of repentance is always the occasion of a new encounter with our Lord.
So when we fall and we make those mistakes like Peter does and we deny Christ and we do that by our actions, what should we say to ourselves? Often what we do is we beat ourselves up. We get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And that's a tactic of the devil. He wants to discourage Christians. There's nothing worse than a discouraged Christian, because then we give up. So what should we tell ourselves? Well, we should have an act of humility that goes something like this. This is what happens when I reject grace. This is supposed to happen when I reject grace. I fall down. I mess up. I deny Christ. Think about walking on water. Peter, when he did that, his eyes were upon Jesus. Only those who keep their eyes on Jesus can walk on water. And in fact, it would be silly to think for Peter to believe that he could do that by himself. And it would be silly for us to think that we can walk on water, rise above our storms, and get through life all by ourselves. And when we find ourselves sinking and we're in over our head, we tell ourselves, this is supposed to happen when I take my eyes off Jesus. I'm supposed to sink. This is how it is, because we're not designed to walk on water without Jesus.
Right.
So when we fall and we mess up, we just pick ourselves up and say, that's normal. That's mm-hmm. supposed to happen when I don't have God's grace in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny because the world is constantly telling us, like, we should be self-sufficient. Yes. We should be able to do this on our own. We should, you know, be empowered because we can do things by ourselves.
Yeah, I heard somebody say the problem with a self-made man is that he worships his creator, himself.
Oh, that's funny. What, was that a delayed laughter? Well, it takes me a while sometimes to get it. Knowing that our Lord had looked upon him prevented Peter from falling into despair. His look was one of encouragement in which Peter felt understood and forgiven.
We fall, we make a mistake, what can we do? We go into the Garden of Gethsemane, and then we look for the look of Jesus. And in that look and in his gaze, we find our encouragement and our strength. That's where Peter found it. It was in his look. So how did Jesus look at Peter? Was it with scorn? No. Was it with distaste for Peter? No. Was there some maybe disappointment in his actions of Peter? Yes. But I believe that look was a look of compassion and a look of invitation.
Mm-hmm.
What is the look that you give to other people when they make a mistake?
Oops.
So my children make a mistake. They spill milk. They throw up on the floor. They poop in their pants. There's just like, you know, all these little inconveniences of parents of young children. What is the look I give them? Is it the rolling of the eyes? Do all they see is the white? Because my pupils are looking the other way. Is it a look of disappointment? Is it a look of frustration? That is not the look I want them to see from their father. Because when they look in my eyes, I am teaching them how to see the eyes of Jesus. That's what parents do. And I hope I can have the look of Jesus.
So just as Ken was speaking, it just made me think of a couple things. Firstly was this image. Again, I'm just showing you another image. So this one is of St. Peter. And you see the three roosters right here. I don't know if you can see. It's not very close to you, but that's okay. And then you see Jesus walking by, and Jesus is gazing at him and looking at him. And you just can totally feel the emotion that, like, St. Peter must have felt, you know, having denied Jesus after having seen so many incredible things. Actually, just yesterday, I was reading a children's story to the three little ones, and it's actually quite beautiful if you get a chance to get your hands on this book. It's called The Thief Who Stole Heaven, and it's written by Raymond Arroyo from EWTN. But it talks about the gaze of Jesus and how that really transformed the good thief, or that was how the good thief on the cross recognized Jesus, was the gaze. Because the legend says that there was an encounter that they had during the flight into Egypt. It's a really beautiful story. So if you get your hands on this, like, the gaze of Jesus is just so powerful. And so last night I had the opportunity to go to adoration, and I was doing these readings about St. Peter's denial, and it was just moving me to tears because, you know, you look at the face of Jesus and the monstrance, and you can't help but feel like, you know, Lord, I'm so quick to reject you in all these easy little menial tasks, you know, and yet, you know, St. Peter is basically facing death when people are asking him, do you know this man? Like, he's being charged. Here they're about to crucify him. You know, you might as well just join him if you are one of him. And yet I'm constantly denying Christ in all my little menial ways.
So friends, thanks for watching today. Please comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. Again, Rosary is going to be right there, and we will see you tomorrow.